This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Hey, Rach, have you ever heard of seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD?
Well, it's something that can affect up to 20% of the population, and this type of depression is related to the change in season. Well, here in Melbourne, we may get four seasons in one day, but between the weather shifting from day to day and daylight savings ending in a couple of weeks, we thought we'd find out all about it.
Well, we couldn't think of anyone better to speak to us about this than Dr. Ben Bullock, a lecturer and researcher at Swinburne University with interests in clinical psychology, mood disorders, sleep, and circadian rhythms. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you for having me. It's
now,
great to be here.
When I started doing a bit of a deep dive into this topic, I got so confused because I couldn't understand what cicadas had to do with depression. And then I realized that cicadian is not, it's not the actual insect, a cicada. It's actually something different. So to kick us off with, can you explain what a circadian phase is?
Yes, thank you. So, circadian rhythms are actually a natural 24-hour rhythm that our body goes through, obviously every day, where we have ups and downs in various physiological processes and even some sort of psychological processes as well. And obviously the most obvious circadian rhythm that we're all aware of is the sleep-wake rhythm. So we go to bed at a certain time and we wake up at a certain time. We feel tired at certain times of the day. We feel more energetic at other times of the day. So that's essentially this underlying biological rhythm that essentially repeats across a 24-hour day.
So could there potentially be a like psychological or physiological explanation for 3:30-itis?
That's right. Well, yes, there is a, I mean, there are some, as I said, we go through certain rhythms and patterns during the day. And certainly around that time, some of us start to feel the effects of the day wearing us down. And we kind of need that bit of a pick-me-up around about that time. And we sort of then get a little bit of a boost towards the end of the day before finally settling down for night. But yeah, that's actually a real phenomenon. And it kind of relates a lot to the old siesta that people have in other cultures. They find that as a useful thing to do to relax at that time and then work later into the night.
So when we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, I always thought that was something that was more in bigger chunks like seasons and months, but really your day-to-day plays a factor in that as well?
Oh, look, seasonal affective disorder, and actually I probably should make a small correction here. There's actually no such thing as seasonal affective disorder.
The internet lied to me.
Yeah, that's right. I think what the acronym helps a lot there, SAD, because it kind of it makes sense, and it's kind of popular, used in the popular media. The way that a psychologist or a psychiatrist or even a GP would diagnose seasonal affective disorder, if you like, is it's essentially a major depressive episode. So you've standard major depressive episode, you know. Depressed mood, diminished interest in pleasure, sleeping a lot, just feeling that blur kind of feeling. But it follows a seasonal pattern, and the seasonal pattern generally is most commonly seen in winter. So sort of autumn, winter, it starts to kick off.
Is there like a universal reason as to why winter is the cause? Is it when our bodies get too cold, we get depressed? Mm. What is
enough sunlight? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good question. There are a number of things that are going on. One of them is, and as you pointed out there, Dean, was I think you said sunlight. Yeah. Mm. So we have a lack of light, ambient light, environmental light around the autumn winter period. not as extreme as some other, you know, Scandinavian countries, which experience this seasonal impact more than we do. But we certainly have that lack of light, particularly in the morning. And at the moment in Melbourne, you'll notice that we're getting up and it's pretty much pitch black. I mean, I don't know what time you guys get up, but when I got up this morning, it was pitch black. And it's not the best way to start the day. We need that light to sort of kick the system into action. We mentioned the circadian system before. So light is one of them. We've got to also remember there's changes in our social patterns around autumn, winter. As it does get colder, we tend not to connect with other people as much as well. So, there is definitely a biological underlying factor that is the circadian system and the light availability. But those sort of things that we normally do, like socialising and catching up with friends, tend to go away in the winter months, and we need them just as much to help maintain our moods.
You know, I'm a bit of a weird one, it seems, because for me, when I'm heavily affected by this on an annual basis, it's actually when it's warmer. I'm strange in that regard, but I've realized as you were talking about it, I'm like, there are certain times in the summer point of the year where all of those symptoms that you were talking about, I experience in a very massive way. It's just really interesting when you've just got to think about the patterns of what you're doing and how you're doing it and how it can affect things in this way. But when I was doing this research, I did notice that women are at a higher risk of these effects than men, apparently, according to the data. What is that reason?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think the first thing we need to remember is, remember I said before that it's really major depression is the underlying cause, and it has a seasonal pattern. And we do know that women do have higher rates of major depression as well, or that's what the data says. And so the same reasons that cause higher rates of major depression in women probably cause the higher rates of seasonal patterns in major depression as well. I'm not aware of the specific differences, but there are many physiological hormonal things that that make women more vulnerable to depression, but also cultural and social factors as well that play a part.
Wow. Well, with that in mind, are there ways that we can try and combat this, especially we are waking up early and it is pitch black.
Yeah, our cycles are very weird.
there's a lot of darkness in our world. What can we do to try and combat this?
Yeah, good question. So, look, I think that the first thing is if you are experiencing seasonal depression and experiencing seasonal depression, the most important thing is this is a serious condition, right? So, you do need to seek the support of first of all your GP, and if not a GP, a psychologist or psychiatrist. So, that's the first thing. If you're experiencing serious depression, whether or not it's a seasonal pattern or not, go to see your GP and talk to them about the options, because many of the things that we'll use for treating seasonal patterns in normal depression apply to seasonal depression as well, and that's things like psychotherapy, potentially medications as well if that's seen to be useful. But at the dysfunctional level, if you like, you know, that sort of lowish mood during winter, later on in the year, as Dean was saying, in summer,
I'm
not
a weird
sure
one.
About what to. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just strange.
At the lower level, that's not requiring a psychological or psychiatric intervention. Some of the things we can do is getting morning light as best you can. Look, indoor light is not as good as outdoor light, but even just having lights on in the morning when you get up. Just adapting to that light, trying to get the system into action. And at the other end of the day, keeping an active social life, I think, is really important too. Try not to let those normal patterns of socialization to diminish. So keep contact with friends, even if it may not be going out and having a game of tennis because it's too cold, but maybe just catching up for a coffee or a drink or something
That's
like that.
That's what board games are for,
I reckon. And sit next to the window.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This has been really interesting. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Ben Bullock, and just diving into the ups and downs that come with seasonal depression in different ways and shapes. If this has touched a nerve with any of you, please remember to head to joy.org.au/support, where you can get more support information and really do think, instead of going, well, this is just something I go through every year, think about reaching out to a medical professional.
Great. Thank you so much, Ben. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.